Okay, so I'm going to go on over to the Amron Intelligence Report for the week, and then we'll do our Channel 3 check-ins as we close the net, so on take question discussion. So we have dropped the National Intelligence Bulletin put out by the Foreign Observer. They had a little too much on their plate, too much for them to handle. So now we're left with the Amron Intelligence Brief that's put out on Mondays. So this is dated last Monday, April 7th. It's about a week late by the time we get it. So stand by. The current precedent is routine. AMCON level is 4. The first source is the Forward Observer. Secretary of Defense headed to Panama. Secretary of Defense Hegseth is headed to Panama for the annual Central American Security Conference in Panama City, Panama. This was, again, last week, so please keep that in mind. The conference will maintain its normal discussion on illegal migration, but will expand to joint security operations and strengthening cybersecurity in Central America. The next source was Almer Safidi, relayed from Reuters. Iran backed militias in Iraq ready to disarm. Iraqi militias are ready to disarm due to fears of military operations by the U.S. military. Reuters reported that advanced talks are being held between the Iraqi prime minister and the militia leaders with the aim of disarming the militias and reducing tensions with the United States. Satellites have tracked movement on the Egyptian border, especially along the Philadelphia corridor, where a large number of Egyptian tanks and heavy military equipment have entered for the first time since the signing of the Camp David Accords. And last source is Knightsbridge Global Hotspot Report. General, China rapidly building space capabilities, Space Force underfunded. United States Chief of Space Operations General Chance Saltzman testified before the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission Thursday, saying that he is concerned about China's rapid upgrades in counter-space weapons. That's the end of message as I have it. Stay tuned. Okay, now we're going to go to the Channel 3 project, which has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. West 327 is not going to be around writing that tonight. It will be Roger 746. There's also Cameron 644, Tim 787 in the Grants Pass area. Try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you're able to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, please write them down so you know who you can reach in your community if you need to receive or give help in times of emergency. You may also give your tallies to me here monitoring this frequency. And the ham frequency, remember, is 146.420. If you have your ham license, you can participate. If not, you can listen. It's pretty cool. I'll be standing by for the Channel 3 project numbers, then I'll close the net, followed by any questions. I want to say God bless you all and God bless the Republic. I'm going to hand it over to Roger 746. Are you ready?
Yes, this is 746. Roger, we're going to start out with GMRS-3, then go to MERS-3, and then 146.420. So give me about 15 seconds, and I'll be on GMRS-3.
All right, thank you, Roger. This is Kimber, WRKV487. I'm not going to close the net until I am done with my Channel 3. I go and participate. I hope you will as well, everybody. So first one is FRS GMRS Channel 3. That should be Channel 3 on your radio. Then if you get your radio can handle it, there's MERS Channel 3. And then the ham simplex 146.420. So going on over to FRS now, please stand by. The net is still directed and not closed yet.